Parshas Vayigash, Perek Mem Dalet Pasuk Yud Ches. The Pasuk states, Ki Chamoicha Kifar Oi. The Ibn Ezra writes, Ata Kemelech Vahamelech Chamoicha, Vechein Shnei Chofin Shehein Ze Achar Ze, Kemoi Keami Chamecha. Melachim Beis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Zayin. The Ibn Ezra is saying that the words Ki Chamoicha Kifar Oi means that Yehuda said to Yosef, you are as Paro the king, and the king is as you are. When two letters of Kaf are used as prefixes next to each other, as in the words Chamoicha Kifar Oi, this indicates a two-way comparison. Therefore, the words Chamoicha Kifar Oi is short for you are as Paroi, and Paroi is as you. And this is similar to the words in Melachim Beis, Ka'ami Ka'amecha, which means my people are like your people, and your people are like my people. In our pasuk, Yehuda was telling Yosef, since you are the ruler, you can do as you desire, just like the king does as he desires. And this is also the pshat of the Radak and the Ramban. Perek Mem Dalet Pasuk Chav Beis. The pasuk states, "Vanoimer el Adoni lo yuchal hanar la azoiv es oviv vaozav es oviv vameis." Yehuda says to Yosef, "The boy cannot leave his father, for if he will leave his father, he may die." The Ibn Ezra asks, "Veloma loy hevi hamazkir hachamisha she'ein lohem hechreya." This is a very cryptic statement that requires explanation. The first question that was bothering the Ibn Ezra is the question of who will die. Is this referring to his father Yaakov or his brother Binyamin? The pasuk is not clear as to whom it is referring to when stating V'ozav es oviv v'meis. The Ibn Ezra also says that in Megillas Rus, where the pasuk states Vayishloif Na'aloi, it is unclear whether this refers to Boaz or one of his Kroivim, one of his relatives. But the main question that the Ibn Ezra is asking is why, in the Gemara Yoima Daf Nun Beis, why the Gemara does not list these two psukim with the other five psukim discussed over there, where there is also doubt in the interpretation of those five psukim. The Gemara states there, Isi ben Yehuda Oimer, Chomesh mikrois batoira ein lohem hechreya. There are five psukim in the Torah whose grammatical structures cannot be determined. Each pasuk has a word that can be linked to either the previous pasuk or the next pasuk. You must have a Chumash in front of you to understand this Gemara, so please look into the Chumash. The first Pasuk is in Bereishis Perik Dalid, Pasuk Zayin. The Pasuk states, Vayoymer Hashem El Koyin, Loma Choroloch V'loma Naflu Fonecha. If the Kayin's carbon was rejected and that of his brother was accepted, Hashem said to Kayin, why are you angry, and why is your face so downcast? Then the second pasuk continues, Haloi im teitiv se'eis, v'im loy seitiv la pesach hatos reveitz. Surely, if you improve yourself and you do good, se'eis, you will be forgiven. But if you do not improve yourself, sin rests at the door. According to this pshat, the word se'eis means you will be forgiven, and the word se'eis is attached to the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk stated, "Vayomer Hashem el Koyin, lama choroloch v'lama nafalu fanecha," and then it continues, "Haloyim teitiv se'eis." Period. If you do good and improve yourself, se'eis, you will be forgiven. But according to the second possible interpretation of the pasuk would read, "Vayomer Hashem el Koyin, lama choroloch V'lama naflu fanecha haloi im teitiv. Period. Without the word se'es. Then the pasuk is saying, surely, if you improve yourself and do good, you should not be angry. Just do good. And then, the next pasuk, al pi pshat, will begin with se'es. Se'es im loy seitiv la pesach atos reveitz. You shall bear your sin if you do not improve yourself. Sin rests at the door. There isn't a clear determination which is the correct interpretation and where the word se'es belongs. The only problem with the second pshat is the letter vav of the word ve'im, which seems to be extra and not necessary. Therefore, according to the first pshat, the word se'es would mean you will be forgiven. And according to the second pshat, the word se'es would mean you shall bear your sin if you don't improve. The second pasuk the Gemara discusses is in Shemois Perik Chaf Hei, Pasuk Lamed Dalet. The pasuk states, Uvamenoira arba ogvi'im, Meshukadim kaftoireha ufrocheha. On the menorah there were four cups, engraved like almonds, mishukadim, engraved like almonds, its knobs and its flowers, kaftoireha ufrocheha. It is not clear whether the word mishukadim goes with the first part, uvamenorah arba ogvi'im, or the last part, kaftoireha ufrocheha. The trup on the word mishukadim does not indicate whether it belongs to the first or to the second clause. Is the engraving, the word Meshukadim, referring to the cups of the menorah, or is it referring to the knobs and the flowers? This is the second pasuk that is in question. The third pasuk is in Shemois Perik Tes Zayin, pasuk Tes, where the pasuk states, Vayoymer Moshe el Yehoshua, Bechar lanu anoshim, v'tzehi lachem ba'amolek, mochor, anoichi nitzav al roish hagiva u'matehu elokim biyodi. The word mochor is problematic. Moshe said to Yehoshua, choose people for us and go to battle against Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. It is not clear whether the word mochor, tomorrow, belongs to the first part of the pasuk or the last part. Does it mean that Yehoshua should go to battle tomorrow, or does it mean that Yehoshua should go to battle today? And tomorrow Moshe will stand on top of the hill and be mispalel. But today, you will not need the tefillos of Moshe. And the fourth pasuk is in Bereishis, Memtes Pasuk Zion. There are three psukim involved here. The question is, where does the word arur, cursed, fit in? Where does it fit in al pipshat? The first pasuk is Shimoin v'Levi achim kalei chamos mecheiroi sehem. The next pasuk is B'saidom al tavoi nafshi b'kolom al teichad kivoidi Kiva apam horugu ish uvir tsainam ikiru shor. And it's the third pasuk that begins with the word arur. Arur apam ki oz ve'evrasam ki kashasa achalakeim b'yakov va'afitzeim b'yisrael. Although these are three separate psukim, the word arur al pipshat can refer to a previous pasuk. Does arur mean arur apam? Curse should be their rage? Or does the word arur refer to the previous pasuk and can be read Kiva apam harugu ish uvirtzainam ikru shor arur? At their whim, they cripple the ox of an accursed person, referring to the ox belonging to Shechem. So there are many drushes on this pasuk, but we see from here that the word arur was problematic as to where it belongs al peep shot. And the fifth pasuk is in Devarim Lamed Aleph, pasuk Tes Zayin. where the pasuk states, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, hinecha shoychev im avoisecha, v'kam ha'om hazeh v'zano acharei Elohei nechar ha'oretz." In this pasuk, the word "v'kam" is problematic. Is the word "v'kam" a remez to tchias hameisim, and the word "v'kam" belongs with the first part of the pasuk, hinecha shoychev im avoisecha v'kam? Or is it v'kam ha'om hazeh v'zano, that Hashem is saying to Moshe that after you die, the Bnei Yisrael will worship Avodah Zarah? The Gemara then introduces another problematic pasuk in Shemois Chav Dalid, pasuk Hey. Besides the original five, the pasuk is Vayishlach es na'arei bnei Yisrael vayalu oilois vayizbechu zevachim shlomim lashem porim. The question there is whether the word porim refers only to the Karban Shlomim, or is it one long statement describing even the Karban Ola at the beginning of the pasuk? Now, getting back to the Ibn Ezra, the Ibn Ezra wanted to know why the two psukim that he pointed out were not mentioned in this Gemara. The Aviezer, which is a pirish on the Ibn Ezra, answers as follows: that the Gemara only mentions those psukim where there is a suffek whether the word belongs to the previous clause or to the latter clause, lamala or lamata. But phrases where there is only doubt as to what the peyrush is are not listed there, because there are hundreds of others like that. However, in the five psukim mentioned in the Gemara, it is a question of pisuk hatamim, the misora of trup. The nature of the trup allows the word to be translated either way. I'd like to point out some of the words that the Korei should be careful with. Pasuk Aleph, Perek Mem He. V'loy Omad Ish Itoi. The word Omad, the main accent is on the ayin. Ordinarily, the word is Omad on the ayin hapoyal, the middle root letter. However, the word Ish pushed back the main accent, since it is a nosoig achar. The word Ish pushed back Omad to become Omad. Also, Perek Mem He Pasuk Beis, Vayitain es koiloi bivchi, Vayishma'u Mitzrayim, Vayishma Beis Paroi. The word bivchi is an unusual word, because at an esnachta, the word bichi should have become bechi, like peri becomes peri, and words similar to that. The question is, why at an esnachta didn't the word change from bivchi to bivechi? It's possible that pshat could have been, and that there was a question as to the trup, and perhaps the trup would be after Vayishma'u Mitzrayim. And if the esnachta would be after Vayishma'u Mitzrayim, then we can understand why bivchi is written bivchi, because it's a continuous statement, Vayitain es koiloi bivchi Vayishma'u Mitzrayim. And then only afterwards, Vayishma beis paroi. First the people of Mitzrayim heard, and then afterwards, a separate statement, the beis paroi heard it afterwards. So since it's possible that either the pshatim could be the correct one, so the word bivchi remains even according to our print here, where there is an esnachta. Pasuk Yudalid Perik Memhe, Vayipoil al tzavverei. The word tzavverei has a dogesh in the vav, therefore it is a shvono. Vayipoil al tzavverei. You have in the same pasuk tzavorov, the vav has a dogesh because it's after a tenua katana. So because of the dogesh, the vav has a shvona, tzavverei. Perik mem hei pasuk tes vav, v'acharei chein. The main accent is on the aleph, because it is also a nasoig achor. The word chein pushed back the word It should have been Va'acharei, but now it's Va'acharei Chein. Perik Mem Hei, Pasuk Tezvav, Dibiru, a Shvarno under the bays. Dibiru, there is a dogesh in the bays because this is a verb in Binyan P'el, and the middle root letter of a Binyan P'el gets a dogesh chazak. Perik Mem Hei, Pasuk Chof, the word is ve'ein chem, a shvano under the nun. That is after a tenuah gedayla, ve'ein chem. Perik mem hei pasuk chav gimel. The words noisa im mitov mitzrayim and the word noisa ice. Don't say noisim and noisa ice, where you will lose the complete sound of the aleph. The sin has a din of a shvano. After a tenuah gedayla, noisa im, and noisa ois. Make sure we hear the aleph. In the same pasuk, we have bar volechem. It is not bar vilechem. It is bar volechem, since they are two words that go together, and the second word, the main accent, was on the first syllable, lechem. So therefore, the vav hachibur changes from v to va. Bar Vo-lechem, just as we had in Bereishis, Koir Vo-choim, Kayitz Vo-choiref, Yoim Vo-laila. Perik Mem-hei, Pasuk Chav-ches, Eilecha, Shvona, under the Lamed, after Eitnu Gedoyla. Perik Mem-vav, Pasuk Aleph, Be'eira Shova, the main accent on Be'eira is on the Aleph. Hey at the end is instead of the lamed at the beginning, and you see there's a dogesh chazak in the shin of shova as well, which is quite unusual because we know that only beged kefes receives a dogesh at the beginning of a word, a dogesh kal. The reason that the shin has a dogesh chazak is because it follows the rule of osei meirachik, which we will speak about sometime in the future. Be'era shova. Actually, you're supposed to lengthen the sound of the shin that has the dogesh chazak. Be'era shova. Perik mem vav pasuk gimel. Me'rda altira me'rda mitzrayma. The shva under the resh is a shva no. Also in the same pasuk, asimcha sham asimcha after a tenuah gedayla. Perik Memvav Pasuk Chavav Kol HaNefesh Haba'o Li'akoiv. The word Haba'o is Milara. The main accent is on the Aleph because here it means our coming. Haba'o is a Lashon of Hoive. However, in Pasuk Chav Zayin we have Haba'o Mitzrayma Shiv'im. The word there, the main accent is on the beis, Habo'o Mitzrayim. There it means who already came to Mitzrayim. Perik Mem Vav, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. The word is Va'oimera Elov. I will say to him, Va'oimera. The word is not Va'omera. It's not Va'omera. It's Va'oimera. I will say to him. Ba'omira means, and she said. Ba'omira means, I will say to him. Perik mem vav pasuk lamed beis. V'ho anoshim roye tzayin. This is another example of a nosoig achar. The word was roye, and tzayin pushed back the main accent to the resh. We have this also in pasuk lamed dalid. Perik mem vav pasuk lamedalid. The word minna ureinu v'ad ata. Minna ureinu. The shva under the nun is a shva no, because the nun has a dogesh. There is a letter nun missing. It should have been min ureinu. So to compensate for the loss of one nun, the other nun gets a dogesh. Minna ureinu. Va'ad ata. The main accent is on the ayin. Ata. Perik Mem Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Ibn Ezra points out that the word Be'eretz Ramses, the nakuda under the word Ramses is a shvanoch under the ayin and a shvano under the mem. There are actually two syllables in this word, Ra and Meses. However, in Shemois, where you have the pasuk Es Pisaim Ve'es Ra'amses, that is a different place. The one in our parsha here is a place in Eretz Goshen, and Shemois Es Pisaim Ve'es Ra'amses refers to Egypt, Mitzrayim. And in the word Ra'amses over there, there are three syllables to the word, not two like over here, but there it's three. Ra'amses. Okay, this concludes Parshas Vayigash.